Did you know that in 2014, CBS did a segment about Tim Ballard? Tim Ballard is the subject of the movie Sound of Freedom. He's the protagonist. The movie is based on a real life story. Here's CBS 9 years ago praising Tim Ballard.
Last weekend, police broke up a major sex trafficking ring in Colombia, which has become a destination for tourists looking for sex with boys and girls. The police had help from an American who went undercover to rescue the children, and Elaine Quijano met him.
Tim Ballard has one mission, to track down child traffickers. 4 months ago, Colombian authorities asked him to investigate a tip that children were being sold there as sex slaves.
Within a half hour, this individual walks up to me, starts asking me what I'm here for, what I want, and within minutes, he says, well, I've got kids as young as 11 years old.
Ballard, a former Homeland Security agent, now heads up Operation Underground Railroad, a nonprofit group that rescues trafficked kids. After that first meeting, the Colombians asked him to put together a sting.
No men will be in here, only women.
Operation Underground Railroad spent months planning, renting this house, rigging it with hidden cameras to document the crime, coordinating with Colombian authorities, and negotiating with the traffickers.
How they find these kids is they lure them in by pretending to have a modeling agency. They target them at 9 or 10 years old. And they were telling us that about by 11, they're ready for sex. They're ready to be sold.
What is that like, looking into that kind of person's eyes?
It's horrifying, and this is why. Because I've got a smile in the face of evil. This is the table where we're going to do the negotiation.
Less than 24 hours after the operatives landed, the suspected traffickers arrived on the island, and the final deal with the undercover team began. 54 boys and girls aged 11 to 18 were ushered in for what had been billed as a sex party. They were given candy and drinks and told to wait in this small room.
This little 11-year-old boy, I remember, he asked one of my operatives if they could give him some cocaine or something. He said, they usually give me something because I'm really scared.
By the time the deal was done, the alleged traffickers were set to make $25,000. That transaction was never completed. 25 Colombian special operatives stormed the party, arresting five suspects, four men, and one former beauty queen, all charged with child trafficking. The victims, 29 of whom are under 18, were evacuated, given medical exams, and placed in a rehabilitation center where specialists are working to undo the damage.
Right before I got in the boat, we had to walk by this room where the kids were, and they put their hand up. And I touched their hand. And see that there's liberation now.
Liberating one child at a time. Elaine Quijano, CBS News, New York.
CBS News now calls Sound of Freedom the movie based exactly on that story. I mean, almost scene for scene. I've seen the movie. They call it a QAnon conspiracy theory. They call it paranoid. Why is it that 9 years ago, it was okay to talk about Tim Ballard and saving children from sex trafficking? It was permissible to acknowledge that there was a problem and call him a hero, prop him up. Point to his heroic deeds, and he is, in no uncertain terms, a hero. 9 years ago, it's permissible to do that. Now, you can't. You can't do that because, well, you're a conspiracy theorist if you go see this movie. I think this has something to do with the power of film in general in our society. Film is not the superlative of art in an objective sense. It's just not. But to a culture like ours, which is largely has the memory of a goldfish, the attention span of an ADHD Ritalin kid. We have an instant gratification culture. We are all about comfort. We don't seek necessarily deeper meaning in things. We don't see symbols or God in nature. We spend a lot of time behind screens, watching things, consuming information, consuming news and alerts, and almost never have silence. And in a culture like that, there can be no room left for the imagination. Our imaginations are dead. They're non-existent. Our imaginations do not function the way our ancestors' imaginations functioned. And this is why we have to be shown everything. Everything needs to be shown to us directly in a movie. We have to hear it. We have to see it. We almost have to taste it, smell it. That's the next thing. Immersive films with smells and tastes that are plugged into your brain that are just creating those false stimuli. That's the only way. Because we cannot imagine these things ourselves. Most people don't read books, either novels or nonfiction. And so the majority of the population cannot imagine Tim Ballard's heroism, his story of liberating children in Colombia, the fact that he had to quit the United States government to do it, couldn't do it as a member of Homeland Security. He quit his job to go do this, to save these children. Set up a sting operation. Most people cannot vividly imagine that. Based on some 3-minute CBS News report about it. So when you create a 2-hour movie about it that shows his actions, his deeds, for what they were, including the risks to himself, to his family, when you show it to people, then it becomes more real. It becomes more real to a culture that lacks imagination. You don't have to use your imagination. You can turn your imagination off. You can turn your brain off when you watch a movie. You allow it to take over. The film takes over your cogitative powers. This is why the left has wanted to control films for generations. They know the power of filmmaking. They know that films can change culture. Films and television. Hollywood can change culture because those things that we see and hear in popular media affect how we think about things. Look at the Marshall Plan. The 12-point Marshall Plan, I promise you, a year ago, would not have included sex trafficking. And this is not a dig at Taylor Marshall or at Republicans in general. He's a Republican. This is merely a statement of fact of how powerful film is in effecting cultural change. The number one movie in the United States of America is Sound of Freedom. It beat out a Disney film, which was released concurrently over the 4th of July weekend. It demolished it. It crushed it. It ate it for lunch and spit it out. This is an independent movie that was produced 8 years ago. It's been sitting on the shelf for years. Full disclosure, I do happen to know the filmmakers behind this movie. The producers, the director, the cinematographer, the executive producer, the writer. They're good people. They're good Catholic men who are trying to make a positive impact on the world, who recognize what I just told you about the power of film, to change culture, to shape ideas. I saw the film 3 years ago. While it was languishing on a shelf, and I had a behind-the-curtain introduction to how the Hollywood studio system works. And let's just say there's a reason why every studio in the United States failed to release this film to the public. One studio even purchased the rights of the film just to put it on the shelf, just to kill it. That's one way to snuff out a movie, to buy the rights to it and then never release it. It's a very expensive way to snuff out a film, but it can be done. Eduardo Verástegui, the future president of Mexico, personally bought back the film from one of the studios so that he could find a way to get it out to people. And he finally has. And the distribution company that finally agreed to release the film is Angel Studios.